Game on 2FM.
With Gillette. Great performances begin with a comfortable close shave from Gillette. Gillette, making men's lives just that little bit easier.
Game on 2FM.
Weekdays from 7.
Let's start with the football. David Connolly is on the line, I believe. Yes, David, how are you?
Good evening. Very good, you?
Good, very well, thank you. Thanks for joining us. Can we start, Alan, with the Chelsea transfer ban, just because we were hearing about it all day. It's not something, like, it happens all the time. They are going to appeal it, but it's a huge hamstring, isn't it?
Well, it is at the moment when you consider the position to find themselves and how messy things are with their performances on the pitch, obviously. So Sarri, I'm sure, if he is still there, or whoever the new manager is that comes in, if they do get rid of him, I'm sure will be interested in bringing in some new players. And if he's stopped from doing that, obviously that'll make things even more awkward. But from what my reading into it, and obviously the news only broke today, Ivan, and as you rightly say, they're going to appeal it along with the FA, I think. I'd say the likes of this will get overturned. I think it happened a couple of years ago as well with Real Madrid and it was overturned. So I think further down the line, we might hear more on that after the appeal. But if it does go through, it's a huge blockage for them in terms of trying to strengthen and trying to maintain or trying to stay with the likes of City and Liverpool, who are obviously that bit further ahead of them at the moment. Mm.
David, what's the reaction been like from what you can make out?
Look, I think this is, you know, in England there's a lot about this, you know, in terms of Chelsea always procuring the best young talent, you know, and they paid his mother something like £155,000, you know, just to have first refusal on him. And, you know, they investigated something like 60 or 90 transfers. I've got a feeling that this ban will be upheld. I think they'll appeal it. And the reason is Barcelona appealed it, and then they got in, I think it was 2014, then they signed Luis Suarez and Rakitic and Ter Stegen and strengthened them, and then they had the ban. I think Chelsea will appeal it purely because they'll then get some players in, obviously, to strengthen their side quickly before I think they will get banned for this. And to be honest, I think that it's probably just because, you know, a lot of these kids, it's not, you know, child exploitation or anything, but a lot of this has to come to light, a bit like the Salah situation with agents and taking in young players. You know, there has to be some accountability because it's not all done, I don't feel, in the player's best interest. And certainly, I think they're going to be punished. I really do.
So do you think that the appeal then is almost like a delay tactic because they can continue to do a bit of business while the appeal is ongoing?
Absolutely.
That's very cynical.
Yeah, well, to be
on their part.
If it doesn't happen, then you can call me up and say, you know, but I've got a feeling that's what they'll do, because they'll know if they don't, for example, sign two or three players to strengthen them, the likes of Hazard, he'll walk. You know, there'll be plenty of players. They'll just be relying on the ones they've got and those loans. And I don't know if that's going to be enough. So I'm pretty sure that they will appeal it and then sign players.
As Dave rightly says, Ivan, there is an issue with Chelsea because the amount of players they have out on loan, it almost seems completely unfair that they're bringing in young fellas at whatever age it is and just to have first refusal on them. Then they're loaning them out. I think they have something like 34 lads out on loan, a lot of them in the Dutch league at the moment. And that's wrong, really.
Now, is that a higher percentage than other clubs, though?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And that's obviously why they're being caught out here for it, because this is going on probably at all clubs. I remember a case hearing about 3 or 4 years ago, Paul Hart as well, when he was at Leeds, and Man City literally coming picking young fellas up from the door to drive them to training and all this kind of stuff. Stuff that you just wouldn't hear on a day-to-day basis. But it's rampant in the game because they're just trying to get their hands on that little gem that they can sell on for millions. And one gem will make up for having 25 other young fellas in the academy.
So it's actually systemic. Plus, you're giving these lads hope where they may not have any.
Yeah, and well, the likes of the Chelsea situation, a lot of them probably go on to have careers because they're probably a high calibre of player. But I still think it's completely unfair to have 34 or 5 lads out on loan compared to the other teams in the league.
David, in the money-making racket that the Premier League is it, like, just playing devil's advocate, is it fair to fine a club like this and to ban them in the transfer windows for senior players when the offence has happened with youth players?
I think that's a really good question, but yes, I think it is fair. You know, stockpiling talent like they do, look, they'll make the players very wealthy, and, you know, the mums get jobs and the parents get looked after. He got free school fees worth, you know, 30, 40,000 euros a year. You know, it all adds up. And at the end of it, they go, right, okay, well, if he's not going to play in our first team, it doesn't really matter, because as soon as he's at Chelsea, there's an extra zero on the end. Mm. And that's what they've done with Traore. You know, they basically farmed him out. He went to Holland, he went to Vitesse, he went to Ajax. Eventually, now obviously he's at Lyon, went for about 16 million or whatever. Look, you know, it's a secondary market in making money. And if the academy costs 5 million a year and they're selling players for 15, you know, there's the maths. It's a business, and it's a pretty cynical one in my eyes.
Do they need to win? Do Chelsea need to win now the cup to get some sort of morale back?
Oh, well, look, this won't have that much of an impact, I guess, for the weekend against Man City. Look, they got a couple of injury doubts, haven't they? I think Zinchenko's probably going to start. Company's probably going to start. I don't think Edison will be in goal. Look, they can't do any worse than they've done against City in their previous games. So I got a feeling that they will do better, but they're going to have to be at it. And I got a feeling they might, make an upset or two here by at least being in the game, because they rested a lot of players against Malmo. You know, they'll come back in fresh. Mm. And it's an opportunity, I think, probably for them to win this cup. Initially, I thought they'd have no chance. But actually, if I look at the team that City might play, I think they've got better than a 50-50.
The other big game at the weekend, of course, is Man U Liverpool. Jurgen Klopp speaking very highly of Ole Gunnar today, putting him on a bit of a pedestal. What way do you think that game's going to go, Alan?
I actually have a very funny... I have a strong feeling for Man United, because the form Liverpool have been in, and I've been saying, and I've kind of stuck to me guns on it, despite their little wobble the last couple of weeks, that I still think they have an unbelievable chance of winning the Premier League, and they're in a brilliant position. And I don't think, even though City obviously have picked up the last 3 or 4 weeks, and we all know how good they are when they click into gear, but we also seen during the week in the Champions League that they're still suspect defensively, and I know it was 2 penalties, but they are a little bit suspect at the back. So this kind of notion that they can go on and win all the remaining games and blow teams out of the water, I still think they might drop some points. So I still think Liverpool are in a great position, but just going into this game on Sunday, Man United are in such great form, and particularly Monday night against Chelsea. Solskjaer, since he's come in, and I was a bit sceptical, I thought it was a good move him coming in, just mm-hmm. to obviously get the good feeling back into place, but he's really, really impressed me tactically in a lot of the games, obviously away to Spurs, away to Arsenal, and to go to Stamford Bridge Monday night. Now I know Chelsea are not playing as well at the moment, but it was almost like the old style Man United, in the sense that they'd done the damage in the first half and they were able to manage the game out of possession so well in the second half, because they were so well structured and defensively they were so good. So I've been so impressed with him, and they're probably the form team going into this game on Sunday as well. I give them a great chance against Liverpool on Sunday, yeah.
In a word, David?
In a word, let's hope it's not a dull game like Liverpool-Man City, where, you know, neither side wanted to lose. This game, Liverpool have got to win. I think it's going to be really exciting, but I fancy United as well.
OK, fair enough. David Connolly, thank you so much.
Game on 2FM.
Weekdays from 7.